Hello, namaste, annyeonghaseyo, and welcome back to my podcast. This is your Indian brown girl reviewing K-dramas. First of all, I'm really very sorry for being this late with my next review, but I had my exams going on and I'll try and keep up the pace now because I have my vacations and yeah, I'm not gonna promise anything, but I'll try to keep up the pace. So, coming for today's K-drama, the drama I have selected to review is the drama I have wanted to review for such long time because it is one of my favorite all-time K-drama and it stars my favorite actor. If you guys have listened to my previous podcast, you must have known that by now the actor's name. He is none other than Kim Son-ho, the cute Han Ji-pyeong from Startup, and it also stars Shin Min-ah in lead role. So talking about the plot of the K-drama, so Kim Son-ho portrays a perfect man, matlab, who knows all things, like everything, and he's perfect in almost everything he do. And yeah, he does not have a proper job, but he has very odd jobs, like he has a ton licenses of all the part-time jobs, if you could say that. And on the other hand, there is Shin Min-ah portraying Yoon Hae-jin, who is a town, not a town, who is a city girl, and she also thinks she's perfect and she is a brand girl. She's a dentist and she's a very standard human being, matlab, who does not like to meet too many people and who like does not value small things in life, if I could say that. But yeah, she values things materialistic. The word will be like materialistic. She is very materialistic, but in heart she's a very kind person as well, who helps people. Yeah, so that's the thing. But she like does not realize that if she's saying something, it might hurt other people as well. She just blabs it and then regret, maybe, or maybe not. But yeah, her character is the one which makes you realize that nobody is perfect and everyone has their own imperfections and you have to deal with it. Hong Doo-shik's character is, oh my god, I'm in love with the character. He does all the odd jobs in the village. He's super sweet. He's the first person anybody asks for anything. If anybody needs anything in the village, Hong Doo-shik is the person to ask. And yeah, he is the heart of the village. And yeah, it's not a village. It's a countryside, I guess. Huh? I have repeated the word village for many times, but it's actually not a village. It is a town, Gongjin, which is near Daegu district, maybe. Yeah, it is 2 or 3 hours from Seoul, but it's not really near to Seoul. Yeah, so what happens is one day when Yoon Hae-jin leaves her job and she comes to Gongjin because Gongjin was her hometown and she used to live here when she was little. But when her mother passed away, she and her dad shifted to Seoul, and then her dad got married once again, and then she started living separately, and many things happened in her past life. So yeah, that's what happened. Then she pursued to be a dentist and she is a very successful dentist at that time. But when she comes to Gongjin, she realizes that she needs to open her own clinic here. So she decides to open her own clinic. So she gets in touch with she went to a restaurant, and there she gets in touch with the owner of the restaurant, and she arranges the meeting with Hong Du Sheik, and they see the property and everything happens, and then they deal happens and the contracts are signed, and then Yoon Hae Jin opens a clinic here. Then the story proceeds. The story is like not a particular story. It is a rom-com, and the characters in the series are the best, because every character, like there are various characters in the K-drama, and every character got its own story, and they have portrayed it so well that you get attached to every character. So there is Hong Du Sheik and Yoon Hae Jin. By the way, Hong Du Sheik is called Chief Hong by the whole town of Gongjin because of the obvious reasons. Yeah. So the other characters that are there is Yoon Hae Jin's best friend Pyo Mi Soo, and then there is one police officer there. They both are also like involved in each other romantically, and they both also have their own very very beautiful story. And then there is a cafe owner there who was previously a musician. Then there is the owner of that raw fish shop, who is also the owner of the house in which Yoon Hae Jin is living, and the dental clinic as well. And then there is her ex-husband, matlab that raw fish shop owner's ex-husband, who is the village chief. And then there is one Chinese restaurant owner, and then there are three Halmonis, like dadis there. And yeah, there are many characters as well, and the series have portrayed every character very 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 beautifully, and every character got its closure and nothing was left untouched. Yeah, this like was the highlight of the series, that every character got closure and nothing was left untouched. Because what happens is, when you have so many characters are left alone and they are like not able to complete their own story because of the obvious reasons. You have a deadline, you have to finish the series in this much episodes, and you have to give screen time to your main leads and other, and but the balance in this series is just perfect. Everyone has their own screen space. Yeah, the characters, there are also like two more characters. One is the local convenience store owner and her husband, who owns a hardware shop in the city. So yeah, these are mainly the characters, and they are all very nice. They all like live together. They not actually live together, but they all care about each other very much. They are always there when you have any problem or something going on. They are always there to help. Now coming back to the main leads, their story proceeds very beautifully. Like everything goes slowly, nothing is too fast. Like when they see each other, there is nothing like that, ki when they see each other and then on a click they know that she's the one, he's the one. It's nothing like that. At first they really don't click at all, but when they spend time with each other, and when a third lead, I would say, obviously there must be a second lead, or kabab mein haddi, when there is something. But in the series, the third person is not portrayed badly, or like he's continuously trying to pursue her or something like that. He's very mature and he is very, very vocal about his feelings, but he is just very amazing. Not a typical triangle. Yeah. So a director from the town, from a TV show, a director comes to the town for a shooting of his show, and he used to be Yoon Hye-jin's senior, Sunbae. So yeah, he used to like her a lot from then, and till now he likes her. But yeah, she obviously has feelings for Hong Doo-sik, and she couldn't accept her feelings for him. But after like some days, she realizes that she is in love with Hong Doo-sik, and she confesses to him first. This was also a very, very cute moment in the series when the confession happens. Like, her friend and she goes to Seoul, and then when she goes to Seoul for shopping and when they're having dinner, every time she's only thinking about Hong Doo-sik and Gong Jin. That's the moment when she realizes that she is in love with Hong Doo-sik. Before, like, they are, like, they get close and they are always vulnerable to each other, and they are always there for each other, but they didn't confess it. And there is also a backstory of Hong Doo-sik, like when he is a graduate from SNU, then why he is doing this all odd jobs here, why not a proper settled job. So yeah, that is also a backstory that touches everyone's hearts, and it's very amazing to watch it. So yeah, this is about the series. It also touches every single aspect of society. It also covers LGBTQ, it also covers the divorce thing, it also covers the mental health, and about the complex people have, and about many things. The series is a complete package. If you want to watch something very wholesome, something very heartwarming, and not to forget the cinematography, the visuals of this K-drama are just another level. The location was so beautiful and pretty. You cannot take your eyes off that location because it's really very beautiful. It's very eye pleasing, very, very eye pleasing. Yeah, this was the point that I was gonna forget, but I covered it. I'm very happy about it. So yeah, I guess it's a thumbs up from me to watch Hometown Cha Cha Cha. It is a 10 on 10 or 5. I don't even remember that how much stars I would give in every review from 5 or from 10. But I'm just gonna give it a 10 on 10. If it's 5, then it is 10 on 5, okay? Because this series is a must watch. Although sometimes it gets very cliche, that not cliche, but yeah, the story is progressing a little bit slow in some episodes, but then too, you will not realize it in one watch. When I have watched the series for 3 times or 4 times maybe, then I got to realize that in some states there is a bit slowness, but then too I will watch it again if anybody would tell me to. or if anybody would not also, I will watch it because Kim Son Ho is love and the character he portrays here, his acting is just very, very real and very amazing. I connect to the character so much. So yeah, now I'm just gonna end this because 15 minutes is too much time, and I'll just see you in next podcast. Next I'm gonna try and do a 2022 K-drama which will be, oh my god, I just finished two 2022 K-dramas, and matlab not, I have finished many 2022 K-dramas, but the two I have recently finished are very, very cute. They are also rom-coms. One is sports rom-com and another is if I could say office rom-com, but it's not really office. One office drama I watched and I didn't like it, and I would also not suggest you to watch it. So yeah, I'll talk about that one only, yaar. That office drama which I suggest you to not watch, because it's also necessary to tell which K-drama you should watch and which you should not. So yeah, now I'm gonna stop blabbering and I'm just gonna go and upload this episode. Till then, bye bye guys. It was really, really nice talking to you all after such a long time. I'll try and keep up the pace now. Okay, bye bye.